feel good tonight. God's been good. Precious people. Praise God. Precious people. Hallelujah. All right, let's look a little bit here in the Bible. I got a title here tonight. I've been thinking about that title today. I didn't really know what to call it. I'm not much on titles. Now, I don't want to blow anybody out of here with this microphone, so if I get too loud, you turn me down. I don't want anybody to get bothered because it's too loud, okay? All right. Matthew 15, beginning verse 21. Praise the Lord for His good grace and mercy. I like that, Brother Gilpin, what you said about grace. I'm going to call this thing tonight mercy. 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 Verse 21, you'll see it up there on the screen. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Verse 23. But he answered her not a word. Isn't that kind of strange? And the disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. She's not crying after us, she's crying after him. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So really, I guess he's answering his disciples. Then verse 25, Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. My word. Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Don't you just love this? And I'm going to try tonight, God help me by His Spirit. I'm going to get down here where this woman's at. Verse 27 again. I may have read it, but let me read it again. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumb which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole that very hour. Now, I just love this scriptures here. And I just love this little woman. It's a great account, great scriptures. Concerning the devil, Jesus casting out the devil of the woman of Canaan, the woman of Canaan's daughter here. In Luke chapter 2, verse 32, when Simeon was talking to Mary, maybe Joseph was there too, about Jesus. Well, here is a gleam of that light which was to lighten the Gentiles. Here's a little bit of that gleam tonight about Jesus. And we know that Christ came to His own and His own received tonight, but there were some did. And sometimes there were many that did. We see here in the scripture that He parted into the coast of Tyre, which was a seaport, and then Sidon was a city. And we see here that He, you know, I think this is, as far as His ministry, this is the first time he got out a little way from where he usually ministered, and he got out in the coast there, and he got over there in the Gentile territory, because he was looking for a poor woman whom he had mercy reserved. While he went about doing good, he never was out of the way. And here's where this miracle, about these verses of scripture in Matthew 15, here's where this miracle happens, right here. You know, if Christ had not went out to the coast here, went out to this area, I think probably that this woman would have never got any help from anybody else if Christ hadn't went out. But that isn't that like the loving Savior? Isn't that like Jesus always looking to help somebody? Isn't it wonderful? This is good, church. You just hang in here with me. This is real good about this little woman. Well, of course, we know that this woman was a Gentile. She was a stranger of the commonwealth of Israel. She was a Gentile. And as she drew near to Christ, she'd heard about him. You know, you put Matthew 15 and go over there at Mark, you put them together, you start tying it all together. But she cried unto Christ, and it was an earnest cry, and it looked like he might have cried from a distance. One commentary said, well, she probably was from a distance when she cried unto Jesus, because she was a Gentile. But wait a minute. I went over to Mark's writings. I don't know. She might have been a distance. But I know one thing. The Bible says she fell at his feet. And another thing. You know, we don't find out really. But in Mark it says she was young. And then we find out. You know, it looks like to me as I studied and prepared for this, that Jesus never seen the daughter. But he's seen the mother. And she got to him, and she began to cry out her mercy. And here's what she said. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. She's ill. She's bewitched. She's possessed. And she is tormented. That's what got this little mother stirred up. Her little daughter. Praise the Lord. Now, tender parents, and I got a feeling all the mothers here, or grandmothers or whatever, tender parents feel the misery of those that are pieces of themselves. In other words, tender parents feel what their children, grandchildren going through, because they're part of them. See, Joanna's, her blood, my blood runs through her body right now. She's precious, Brother Parker. And this little, hey, I'm going to tell you something. This little daughter might have been vexed with the devil, but this little mother, she's my daughter. She might be vexed. She's my daughter. And request for mercy. She said, have mercy upon me, O Lord, thou son of David. See right there. She acknowledges, hey, I've heard about this man. This man is the Messiah. He's the Messiah. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Her petition is, have mercy upon me. And that's the title tonight. Mercy. Lamentation says, without mercy, we'd be consumed without his pity, without his goodness and his kindness and his gentleness and his compassion and his understanding. We'd be destroyed without his mercy. Mercy, mercy is the thing that she begged. She pleads not for merit. What is merit? It means you deserve it. But she knew she didn't deserve mercy. She pleads for mercy. She depends upon mercy. Did you know what? As I look out here tonight, every day I watch the children. I just love to watch the children. If it wasn't for the children, it'd be hard for me to stay in the apartment all day. But I love the children. I watch them when they go in. I watch them when they come out. I watch when Brother Gilpin's 2 minutes late or he's on time. I watch when they're coming. I know just about every car, just about everyone. I love the children. I like to watch the children. And there's children up there. Well, Sister Rachel calls me Papaw. There's them children up there at the apartment. I mean, I go out the door and they won't go with me. I love children. But you know what, parents? We need to pray for the children and pray an earnest prayer, especially for their soul. But look here already. You look at these scriptures. Did you read those scriptures that was on the screen? All the times in the scriptures that she's discouraged. I mean, this is Jesus Christ. Everywhere he went, he encouraged. He helped. He cared. Everywhere he went. You know, a lot of times he would answer people before they call. And he would answer the request, you know, but even before he hear anything, while they were speaking, he would answer. So what's going on here? What's going on here? As we looked at those scriptures, but here, this little woman is treated not so good. What could be the reason? Some people think that Jesus himself, I believe it. I believe Jesus turned his back against this little woman. You may not see it this way, but I believe he turned his back to her. Oh, I believe it. I really do. It kind of reminds me in Genesis chapter 22 when Abraham was tempted. God said, Abraham, I want you to go up to the mountain there and I want you to take your son, your only son, and I want you to take him up there and I want you to offer him on the sacrifice for me. Now, if Abraham's got any sense, and I think he does, that don't make a bit of sense. But he did. And he went up on that mountain, and you know the rest of the story. He didn't have to offer his son. And then he got him a great big promise. Don't make no sense. We don't understand sometimes the ways of the Lord. It's kind of like when Jacob in Genesis chapter 22, he wrestled with the angel. We don't understand why that God wanted him to wrestle with an angel. But when it got done, got over with, he got his name, Jacob, changed to Israel. Pretty good deal. Oh, we find out that in that 23rd verse, the Bible says when she cried after him, what happened? He answered her not a word. Don't that beat all you ever seen? She cried after him. That's the Son of God. That's the gentle shepherd. And she's crying. You know, I've come to the place she didn't care what anybody thought. And you know what? That's the place you have to get. You love people, you care about, but you have to get to the place. You don't care what nobody thinks or says. You need help. You'll go get it. You won't die on the pew. You'll go get it no matter what anybody thought. You know what? His ear was always opened and listening to the needs and the cries of the poor, always ready to give an answer of peace. But to this poor woman, he turned a deaf ear. What about that church? What about this Jesus Christ, our Savior that we serve and live for? Boy, he sure was rough on this little woman. Christ knew what he was doing. Therefore, he did not answer that she might be more earnest in prayer. Oh, I've been crying for the Lord for years and years and years and years. I've got a prayer request tonight. I've been crying a long time, but still, no. But it's caused me to be earnest. Sometimes God seems to regard His people's prayers, that's us, like a man asleep. But I tell you the reason, to prove us and to improve us. That's what He's trying to do. You see what I mean about others? Oh, I tell you what, the disciples here in her behalf, they said to Jesus, hey, send her away. She crieth after us. Now, I want to tell you something. If that's friends, I'd hate to see them enemies. They said, hey, get her out of here. I got news for these disciples. I guess they were the inner bunch. They was the big shots or the clique or the main ones or the high fluting or the big boys. It didn't bother this woman. It didn't bother at all. She wasn't talking to them. She's talking to Him. She cries. She troubles us. Hey, she's a Gentile and we're Jews. She's shaming us. She cries there, send her out of here. Christ loves the cries of His people. This may be a little different for me, preaching tonight. But I like this little woman. You got prayer requests, you got needs, you just keep going back and you're going back and you're going back. It seems like He don't hear and He don't care. He's not listening. He just turned His back on you and you don't know what to do and you're floating around. You don't know what to do. You're drying up and you're dying. You got prayer requests and you got needs. You need the Lord to help you and He won't listen. The answer that Christ gave to the disciples, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Oh, I can tell you, I believe them disciples throw them shoulders back. Ooh, that's us. We're the sheep of the house of Israel. Oh, that satisfied them. And it might have dashed the expectations of this little woman. But Brother Gippin, she did not quit. It's true. She is a lost sheep and she's got just as much need as anybody else. Why won't He hear? And it looks like, I studied this out and it looks like Christ Jesus wasn't even interested, Joanna, in the woman. That's the way it looked. My word, He's done. She called to Him, cried. Cried to Him, begged Him, went after Him in prayer. And Jesus still wouldn't listen. He didn't move a finger, no help whatsoever. You know, this woman, I don't know, I got a mind sometimes just wanders all over the place when it comes to the scripture. I kind of feel a little bit what she's thinking. Is this the Son of God? Might she have said, is this He? That the reputation of Him is kindness, gentleness, compassion. Is this Him? I've never been treated so roughly. Is this Him? Might have done to me as He might have helped me like He's helped others. She broke through all those discouragements. And she came to Him. And she worshiped Him. How'd you like to worship somebody that pushed you away? They wouldn't pay no attention to you. But she came and she still still somewhere she reached way down there for the love of her daughter. When I was going to marry Evelyn, her daddy told me, he said, the man that gets her is going to have to get down on his knees and beg him. And I said, Brother Vernon, I'll do it. And that's what this little, I mean to tell you what, she came to it, even after all that, she and worshiped him. Worshiped him. I don't know what all that meant. Praised him, worshiped him. She continued to pray. What Christ said, silence the disciples. You hear no more of them. They took the answer. What was that? I am not come but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The disciples took that and they loved it. But this woman didn't take it. No. When the answers of prayer are deferred or late or there's a nothing, God is therefore teaching us to pray more and pray better. The Bible tells me when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, I mean to tell you, the Bible says his sweat was as great drops of blood. He was going to the cross. I mean, he was going to the cross, and the Bible said he was in agony, and he prayed more earnest. This little woman said, I've come to the Son of David, and I've cried for mercy, and I'm not going to let him go except he bless me. Her prayer was short, but it was a good prayer. Lord, hey, help me. You know what? I think not only was he praying for the Lord to help his daughter, or she was praying to help the Lord to help her daughter, but I believe she was praying that the Lord would strengthen her faith. I believe by now that he's done things to her now, and I think treated her pretty rough and pretty cruel, and I would think by now that this little woman's faith is getting weak. I mean, to tell you what, I'm telling you one thing. He's treated his little woman pretty rough. Pretty rough. Lord, help me. She would not quit. Lord, help me. Help me. And then Jesus said something to her that really like driving the nails in. Boy, just think about it. My word, that little woman's heard him say, well, she heard him, didn't say nothing. But she didn't hear nothing. And then, I'm not come but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And now he comes up with this one. It's not meat to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. This seems to me to cut her off from all hope. And might have driven her to despair if she had not been strong in faith. The Gentiles was looked upon by the Jews in great contempt. They were counted as dogs. We're Gentiles. And to the Orthodox Jews right now, we're considered dogs. I guess they was then. Think about that. That Jesus told us that, hey, it's not meant to take the children's bread, that was Israel, and cast it to dogs. He called her a dog. My word, you talking about some faith. You talking about some love. And you know what I think? It wasn't love for Christ. Love for that girl. My word, you try to, Brother Jonathan Lowry, you try to bottle that love up. You got two girls? Boy, you try to bottle that love. No, 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 no. I can't see it as a love for Jesus. It had to be. How old was that girl? Young, Mark says, Book of Mark. I don't know where she's real young. Had curls and ponytails. I like little girls with ponytails. Oh, I like little girls. Like little boys. My, how far is this woman going to go to get his attention? Oh, she'd have quit right. She'd lost all hope. Hadn't been her great faith. Oh, the Gentiles, like I said, in comparison with the house of Israel, who were dignified and privileged, this little woman was nothing. That's one thing I've never done. I may have done some things that didn't please God, but that's one thing I've never done. I don't care what a person looks like, acts like, or are. I don't care where they come from, what they're doing, or what they done or going to do. Always treat people good and kind and gentle. Those whom Christ intends to honor, those who Christ intends to honor, he humbles and brings low. Here is the strength of her faith. Poor, distressed creature. I don't know. She is a poor creature. I wonder what she's dressed like. I wonder what she looked like. I wonder what she looked like. She probably thought in her mind, you know what? What I've dealt with here, if this man called Jesus, a big reputation I've heard about, oh, he ain't nothing. Oh, she's probably got him way down about now. He ain't nothing. He's not what I heard. That's just foolish what I heard. He ain't what I heard he was. I've come all this way. I mean, I've come right. He come to me and I've come all this way. He ain't nothing. So I wish I'd stayed home. That I've come and he has done nothing but abuse me. He's called me a dog. An unhumbled heart would have never bear that. Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs. They eat the crumbs. My mom told me one time, said, you know what, you can eat a crumb, that's part of the cake. Truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. My word, what kind of man? How in the world can Jesus Christ, the most gentle man ever lived, how can he take this much longer? I mean, she's tearing him down. He's coming against her, trying to build her faith. He's trying to test her and try her. But it looks like to me it's turning around now. Now he's begin to tear Christ down. Tear Christ down. Oh, truth, Lord, get the dogs. You know, did you know at the end of this? What did he say? Great faith. Sister Evelyn, great faith. Might be the one reason I don't have great faith. I haven't got this low yet. Her acknowledgement was very humble. Truth, Lord. Still can call him Lord. Truth, Lord. I never seen a Jew go through this. Truth, Lord. That's true. Everything you said is true. I cannot deny it. I am a dog and I have no right to the children's bread. But you know what? Faith can find encouragement even in that which is discouraging. And get near to God by taking a hold of the hand which is stretched out. Whoa, that sounds good. By taking a hold of the hand that's stretched out. But did you notice something? He never stretched out one. Right here in the book of Mark, he never stretches out a hand to her. Never does it. Never does it. Her plea is, yet the dogs eat the crumb which fall from the table. It's true. The full and regular provision is intended for the children. Only for the children. But the small, neglected crumbs, they're give to the dogs which are under the table. That's where the dogs was. They were under the table. All the bread was to give to the children of Israel. But the crumbs was to be given to the dogs that were under the table. Oh, God. Oh, God, my heart's broke over this little woman. My heart's broke over her. Let's hold on, church. You got a need? You hang on to it. You just keep going back. I've been saved about 55 years. And I've got the same prayer request tonight as I had 55 years ago. And he hasn't moved yet. Just hang on to it. Sooner or later, he's trying to test you. He's trying to try. He's trying to build up your faith. Sooner or later, you'll break through. You'll touch his soft spot. I got a soft spot. And Joanna knows exactly where it's at. I don't think Evan's found it yet. But Joanna knows where it's at. I got a soft spot. Her humility and need made her glad of the crumbs. We are prepared for the greatest of God's mercies when we see ourselves less than the least of them. The least of Christ is precious to a believer. The precious to a believer, the least of Christ. The small things of Christ are precious to him. Oh, I love it. Still with me? I don't have much more. It's shorter than usual. A little different than usual. You know what she was saying to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hey, if I am a dog, I'm your dog. I'm yours, Lord. If I'm one, I'm yours. We are prepared. I know. We are prepared for the greatest of God's mercies when we see ourselves less than the least of them. I like that. Though unworthy to be called children. Oh, I'll tell you what, here's her attitude. Lord, just make me one of your servants. I know I'm not of the house of it. I know I'm a dog. Hey, just make me one of your servants. I'd rather sit with the dogs than you send me out of the house. I'd rather sit with the old dogs than you drive me out of the house. Well, the little woman's done got me. She done broke me down. Jesus Christ, our Savior, has just about taken all he can handle. He's up to here with it. That broken and that contrite spirit has got him. It's got him. Oh, he might have had his wife back to him, to her. But I'll guarantee you one thing. He's turned around now. I do. I think his back was turned away or to her. Then said Jesus, O woman. Ooh, I've got a friend of my real close friend. He calls his, well, I won't say his name, but he calls her woman. My granddaddy Cottrell used to call his wife woman. I don't recommend that too much nowadays, to call him woman. But he said, oh, woman. Great is thy faith. I want you to notice she's right around there with the disciples, and he never said that to them. But he said it to her. Great is thy faith. This was like Joseph making himself known to his brethren. He said, I am Joseph. Remember that? They'd throwed him in a hole, pit, sold him. He was accused of sin, didn't do it, put into prison. Come out of there. Saved Israel. Saved Israel. His brothers came to get some corn, and they didn't know. They thought he was dead. Joseph was dead. He said, I'm Joseph. And when Jesus said, great is thy faith, she knew that this was Jesus. Now, I'll tell you something. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I believe right here, I think the real Jesus came forth, and I think his countenance changed. And he said, it's just like saying, I am Jesus. I am Jesus. Oh, I tell you, her great faith, he commenced. Now, I want you to know, there was a lot of good graces about her conduct and her character. She had wisdom. You cannot deny her not having humility. You can't do it. You can't do it. She had enough wisdom to not stop. Wisdom, humility, meekness, patience. I mean, she just kept right on going in prayer and right on coming back and seeking God and asking for help. I mean, great faith. Though faith might be weak, if it's true, he'll not reject it. But great faith, he'll commend. He cured her daughter. He said, be unto thee even as thou will. I cannot deny thee nothing. Take what thou came. I can't deny you nothing. Nothing. Though Satan may sift Peter and buffet Paul, yet through Christ's prayer and grace, we shall be more than conquerors. A mother's faith prevailed for a daughter's cure. Isn't that wonderful? Just keep going back, church. Just keep going back and back and back. And you know what? When I was a boy, sometimes I'd get out of hand and Daddy would take a switch and wear me out and it broke me down. God has a way of breaking us down. I'm going to quit right there. I've been thinking this whole message, how I wanted to really get in and jump and shout and holler. But you know what I think I did? Just exactly what the Lord wanted me to do. Brother Bart, you got a daughter, don't you? You got a son too, don't you? Brother Gilpin, you got all boys. You don't have no daughter. I'll say this and stop. I'm going to stop. Just like all young people, just like yours, they go through things. Our precious little girl was going through a time years ago, a long time ago. We had prayed and fasted, just like you have. I was going to Sylvania to work one morning, and I got about a quarter of a mile. Kind of like the little mother here, I just went as far as I could go. And I just got about a quarter of a mile from the house going to Sylvania to work. And I just threw my head up in the air, and I said, "Oh, Lord, help me. I'm putting her in your hand. I can't do nothing about it." And right there in 2 weeks' time, God moved. Shortly, Joanna went to OBI Bible College. That quick. You talking about a God. You see your children, your grandchildren, and little. Look. Brother Gibbon, turn around and look at your little granddaughter. Turn around and look at that. Look at that. Sister Gibbon, look at that. Can you get around there and look at that? Isn't that precious? That precious? It's precious. Okay. Just keep going back to the Lord and ask Him for help. Strength and encouragement. Don't give up. Don't quit. Just keep going back. And He'll help you. He's never failed me. He's never done it. He's never answered my prayer the way I wanted Him to. But He's always helped me. So, Brother Gilpin, I'm going to turn it back to you. Is this a good time to do that? Because I know that you usually, a lot of times you... Well, it's up to Him now. God bless you. God bless you so much. Appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you, brother.